Ms. Sexton, would you please give us a rundown on what the bill does?
I'd be happy to, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. BA and Growth House Bill 4063 sets up a task force of 8 legislators with responsibilities to take a look at various revenue options. The House had amended the bill, altering a little bit the scope of work of the task force. They added that one of the elements of the scope of review would be to examine alternative tax reform proposals to develop a more stable tax system that replaces the original bill's language to examine alternative methods for raising revenue, including but not limited to consumption-related taxes. The task force would also evaluate the current property tax system, develop some proposals for long-term stable revenue sources for K-12, and evaluate school finance and accountability alternatives for the management of cost-related education funding. The bill directs the number of meetings, minimum number of meetings the task force should have, and that includes coverage in all 5 congressional districts. And the bill also creates an advisory council of 13 persons who would come from the business community, education labor, and the public. And that advisory group would meet a minimum of 5 times. And all of this work would take place between the effective date of the bill, which is on passage, and December 15th, with the goal that the task force make recommendations to the next legislative assembly. The bill outlines who would be making the appointments to the council and task force, and it further directs the legislative revenue office to staff the work of the 2 entities. The bill then also allows payment of per diem and expenses to the members of both of these study groups. And the A and Gross bill also provides a $20,000 general fund appropriation to the legislative revenue officer for the purposes of the expenses, the travel expenses and per diem that are incurred for both the task force and the advisory council. And that is the sum of it.
Okay. You've heard the explanation. Are there any questions?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Gordley.
Thank you. I've talked with one of the proponents of the legislation and certainly support the concept. And I have enough information to vote in favor, but it would be nice to have some paperwork still to look at.
This late hour staff was just thrust in this role, Senator, and I understand your concern, but we'll try to have it available to everyone on the floor.
And I will, Mr. Chair, if I might, I will certainly try to get that to you before the paperwork gets to the desk.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Is there anyone that wishes to testify on this bill? If not, the public hearing is closed. Open the work session on House Bill 4063, A and Gross.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Menace.
And House Bill 4063, A and Gross, to the floor of the Senate with the advance recommendation.
Senator Menace now moves House Bill 4063, A engrossed, to the House or to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, it is so ordered. Senator Menace, would you like to carry this?
Certainly.
Okay. And we are in recess.